This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, October 29th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. No ag officials yet in China talks. States say law is on their side in snap lawsuit, and Callahan goes to the Hill. Ag officials are not involved in China talks yet. No ag officials in the U.S.-China talks so far, according to three people familiar with the discussions. Industry figures and former officials say that suggests any announcement this week will reflect preliminary goals without highly specific details. During the Phase 1 agreement negotiations in President Donald Trump's first term, USDA officials sat in on all 33 negotiating sessions. These included representatives from the Foreign Agriculture Service China office and others. But sources say ag officials have not yet been in the discussions with the Chinese. USDA did not respond to questions about who has been in meetings and whether working level meetings have begun. It's a much tighter circle, a person familiar with the talks told AgriPulse. Accordingly, two former officials said they expect any announcement from a Trump-Z meeting on Thursday to focus on purchase commitments to secure immediate relief for U.S. growers. Non-tariff barriers, they said, would likely be addressed later. The absence of ag officials of the talk serves to highlight Trump's approach to trade negotiations in his second term. Deals have followed a similar pattern with the release of a headline announcement before officials begin working on specifics and final details. A similar announcement Thursday would be entirely fitting with the cadence of other negotiations, an industry source said. They said that they wouldn't expect ag-specific officials to be involved before negotiations on actual text kick off. There are still preliminary discussions taking place to try to outline what a framework could look like, a former official told AgriPulse. They hope down the line that, quote, the appropriate experts, trade negotiators, and subject matter experts can get in the room with their Chinese counterparts and hammer out details that would benefit U.S. agriculture. Take note, the Wall Street Journal Tuesday reported that the Trump administration reportedly looking at having the 20% duties applied to China over its role in the fentanyl crisis as a part of the negotiations. Lawsuit over SNAP benefits cites USDA shutdown plan and law. The fight over November SNAP benefits is now in federal court. The law that created the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program says recipients must be provided benefits even during a government shutdown. That according to 25 states and the District of Columbia that filed a lawsuit in Massachusetts on Tuesday. They also argue that USDA shutdown plan recognizes the USDA can use a contingency fund to pay SNAP enrollees. The fund has been between $5 and $6 billion, the complaint said, enough to cover most of November. That plan was recently taken off the USDA's website. On October 24th, USDA said it was suspending benefits for November. The contingency fund is not available to support FY2026 regular benefits because the appropriation for regular benefits no longer exists, USDA said in its October 24 explanation that went to states. The USDA memorandum supplied no legal citation for this legal claim, the state's lawsuit says. Vance weighs in. Vice President J.D. Vance says the Democrats are to blame for the government shutdown. Democrats have insisted Republicans agree to restore Medicaid cuts made in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act and extend a premium tax subsidy for health care premiums. We are trying as much as possible to ensure that critical food benefits get paid, that our military gets paid, Vance told reporters. But you know what makes it really easy? If the Democrats just opened up the government. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Trump's pick for chief ag negotiator in the office of the U.S. Trade Representative, Julie Callahan, will appear before the Senate Finance Committee this morning. Expect senators to highlight specific trade barriers for their state commodities. Democrats decry the Trump administration trade policy and allege lack of transparency in negotiations. GOP representatives pan Argentine assistance and call for swift tariff help. Four farm state Republican lawmakers concerned about the administration's decision to extend financial support to Argentina are calling on officials to swiftly ink a China deal and stand up tariff support for farmers. A $20 billion currency swap line risks using American financial strength to indirectly subsidize foreign competitors, the lawmakers argue in a letter that to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. We strongly urge you to ensure that any extension of credit or financial support to Argentina includes conditions that protect U.S. agriculture interests. Missouri Representative Mark Alford led the letter first reported by AgriPulse. It was also signed by Representatives Don Bacon of Nebraska, Mike Ezell of Mississippi, and Ann Wagner of Missouri. Our producers cannot afford to wait while foreign competitors receive favorable terms, they argue. Ranchers advised to hit the internet in Trump era. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has a tip for businesses trying to keep up with the Trump administration. Ramp up the social media. If you can find a way up front to get a hold of the social media aspect of your industry, I would strongly recommend that you do that early, said Ethan Lane, National Cattlemen Beef Association Senior Vice President of Government Affairs. This is an administration that places an incredibly high value on social media, on influencers. They don't seem to have a huge amount of concern about whether those are real or a creation of the internet. The advice comes as U.S. beef producers oppose Trump's proposal to import meat from Argentina. Lane said at a semaphore discussion in Washington yesterday, there has been a pretty loud outcry. Now, on whether the move could lower meat prices for consumers, Lane cited a study showing the decrease might be around 6 cents a pound. Quote, probably not the rock anybody's church is built on. Lane says, Trump's timing was particularly bad for an industry finally emerging from rough market conditions and making seasonal decisions on whether to replenish their cattle or sell heifers at historically high prices. What they heard from the administration, an administration that most of them voted for, was, I think you should take less for your cattle, he said. So, while the White House and the USDA has made it very clear they want to work with us to rebuild the herd, which we would love, the message that was sent last week was the exact opposite. Ohio officially submits SNAP food restriction waiver request. Ohio yesterday officially joined other states that want approval from the Ag Department to bar purchases of soft drinks through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. According to a copy of their request obtained by AgriPulse, Ohio is seeking to bar SNAP purchases of beverages that contain sugar, corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup as the first ingredient or as the second ingredient if the first ingredient is carbonated water. Take note, Ohio's request will require USDA approval before being implemented. A state-by-state breakdown of waiver requests that have been submitted so far is available at agripulse.com. Here's today's final word. Enough is enough. President Trump and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins must disperse the congressionally appropriated funds, use all available legal authority to ensure the most vulnerable members of our communities can keep food on their tables come November. That's a word of Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota, the ranking member of the House Agriculture Committee, on the lawsuit filed against the administration over SNAP benefits. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, October 29th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.